AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Democratic National Committee, conducting an online delegate vote, says Kamala Harris has clinched what she needs to be nominated for president.
We are going to win this election, and it is going to take all of us.
It won't be official until the electronic roll call ends Monday night. The stock market's tumbling on jitters. The U.S. economy may be cracking under the weight of high interest rates implemented to tamp down inflation. The S&P 500 was down 2% before the closing bell. That's after a lower-than-expected jobs report, as our Shelley Adler reports.
Gus Fauché, chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
We have seen a slowing in job growth over the course of 2024. I think this is due to the lagged impact of higher interest rates.
So the scene could be set for interest rate cuts beginning next month.
I think it'll be a quarter of a percentage point in September and then another quarter of a percentage point later this year.
The unemployment rate rose to 4.3%, the highest since October of 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
A state of emergency has been declared in parts of Florida ahead of a tropical system over Cuba. It could bring torrential rains and flooding to Florida's west coast. Firefighters in Northern California are hoping possible thunderstorms this weekend will help tamp down the flames and not spark more fires with lightning. Spokeswoman Sheila Larson.
538 structures that have been destroyed.
A New Hampshire jury finds a young mother guilty of reckless conduct, charged with leaving a newborn baby in sub-freezing temperatures in 2022. 27-year-old Alexandra Eckersley is the daughter of pitching legend Dennis Eckersley. This is AP News. There are new fears of a widening war in Israel as a militant leader is laid to rest.
Coffin bearers chanted "God is great" as they carried slain Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh's coffin into a vehicle in Doha.
Allahu Akbar.
The mosque of Imam Mohammed bin Abdul Wahhab, lines of men prayed by his coffin.
Allahu Akbar.
No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion quickly fell on Israel, which has vowed to kill Haniyeh among other Hamas leaders. The assassination of Haniyeh in Tehran and the strike against senior Hezbollah commander could upend the attempts to defuse a Middle East powder keg. Iran threatened to respond after the attack on its territory. I'm Karen Shamas.
Paris prosecutors have begun a hate speech investigation following a complaint by Olympics opening ceremony artistic director Thomas Jolly. He says he's gotten death threats. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.